Amidst popular fictions, Jin Yong's martial arts novels are the most popular, in a way that, most interestingly, somehow matched the popularity of four great classic Chinese novels. I Dreamed of Red Mansions, The Journey to the West, Romance of the Three Kingdoms, and Water Margin. The four great classics were once also referred to as part of popular literature. With the passage of time, however, they have become classics that could stand up to scrutiny after they started off as popular leisure reading. It's the same with Jin Yong martial arts fiction. When Professor John Minford, a sinologist, talked about Jin Yong's martial arts fictions, he thought of the Nobel Prize in Literature. In the early years, Sir David Lee Kwok Poh, chairman and CEO of the Bank of East Asia, nominated Jin Yong as a candidate for the Nobel Prize in Literature, and mobilized scholars and writers at home and abroad to cite their names, including Yan Jiayin, a famous cultural man and a Peking University professor. At the end of the 1990s, Johan Mattlis, the then member of the Swedish Academy, one of the Nobel Prize judges, visited Hong Kong when Mr. Poon Yu Ming, out of his way, invited him to dinner at Golden Snow Garden restaurant in Wan Chai for him to meet Jin Yong. Subsequently, when Mr. Poon Yu Ming asked Johan Mattlis if Jin Yong had any chance of entering into the list of candidates for the Nobel Prize, Johan Mattlis said at once that the Nobel Prize did not consider popular works. When it comes to the winners of the Nobel Prize, nominators are important. When Gao Xingjian won it in 2000, Liu Zaifu was the one that had nominated him. When Mo Yan won it in 2012, it was Oweken Zebriwo, winner of the Nobel Prize, that had nominated him. When Mo Yan came to Hong Kong to give lectures, he highly praised Jin Yong fiction on many occasions. Poon Yu Ming said, Jin Yong's fiction sell well and read well. If he wins the Nobel Prize, he will deserve it. But whether he wins it or not, his work will go down in history for the profundity of his historical sense and his outstanding literary talent, as he will become one of the most read writers.